This is WUSF 89.7 News. I'm Susan Giles-Wentek. As cities and counties across the state are putting stay-at-home orders in place to slow the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Ron DeSantis is defying calls for a statewide order. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini spoke with Tracy Zontek, a public health professor at the University of Tampa, about his decision.
So the governor's argument for not doing a statewide order has largely been that he doesn't want areas with no cases or even just a few cases to suffer financially. But he supports cities and counties imposing their own orders. What are the challenges with taking a patchwork approach like that?
If we do piecemeal, we risk infecting other communities that are not infected because it will tell people, well, you know, in my county, I can't do this, but I can do it in the next county. So the piecemeal approach is really going to increase our number of cases because we won't have controlled anything. We need to do a statewide issue. And I know Tampa Bay really needs to do a regional issue, even if the governor does not. One of the things I'm mostly concerned about is it seems like Governor DeSantis, and it's a very difficult decision. I understand that. But he's kind of basing his ideas on that. We're not going to shut you down. We're not going to have stay at home orders where the virus hasn't spread. That's not a good assumption because Florida hasn't done the testing yet. We're way behind in testing. So he doesn't know. We don't know where the virus has spread. And if you look at the Columbia model, they're kind of thinking that every person infects 2.2 other people and about 1 in 11 infections go unreported. So that's kind of leaving us very vulnerable. And we're just going to keep going downhill and having more and more health issues and overwhelming our hospitals. And I think it's going to be counterproductive if we don't do a stay-at-home order as soon as possible.
What does this order mean for a community?
We're not really making it mandatory for sheltering in place, even though some communities are calling that. It's really stay at home. You should stay at home, except if you need medical care, groceries, very critical, essential things. At this point, we can still go pick up food from restaurants. You know, they're telling people to get outside and exercise, and that's great advice, and stay 6 feet away from people. So stay at home means you need to really limit your contact with any other human beings.
I mentioned economic concerns, but what are some of the other negative consequences that could arise from such restrictive measures? And in this case, do the benefits outweigh the costs?
That's a great question, because when we start doing the stay at home order and we're looking at, you know, this physical distancing, social distancing, that can have effects with people's mental health. And it's hard for people to kind of manage that, especially when everyone has to pretty much do everything online right now. But ultimately, we need to make sure that people are alive and that the majority of people are going to be healthy. What is the greater good for our state and our country and our communities? And I truly believe that is going to be the stay-at-home order until we get through this. And it's probably going to be a longer than a lot of people want.
Yeah, that's something that's, I think, been really hard for people. How can leaders get this tough message across that, you know, we need to act now and for a long time, but we're not going to see results tomorrow?
Yes. And that is so hard because we are a very much a what have you done for me lately society, right? One of the biggest issues I'm seeing is like a lot of this misinformation on social media that really makes it a lot harder for us to overcome some of those issues. The faster we get this in action, the more lives we can save. We can not expose as many people. That will flatten the curve. And I understand it's so hard for our leaders because they're fighting with economic issues. But ultimately, in order to have a strong government and a strong economy, we need healthy people. And the longer this goes, the fewer healthy people there are going to be.
Tracy Zontek, public health professor at the University of Tampa, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.